Saturday evening, the Columbus, Indiana Philharmonic, conducted by David Bowden, presents a concert titled The Dream of America. The concert begins with John Williams' Liberty Fanfare, continues with music from Porgy and Bess by Gershwin, a memoriam to Dietrich Bonhoeffer by Anne Gerber, and then the Fanfare for the Common Man by Aaron Copland. Following intermission, the orchestra, with dramatic projections and actors, presents Peter Boyer's Ellis Island, The Dream of America. I'm George Walker, and our guest is the stage director and one of the actors for the production, Jan Lucas Grimm. Jan, thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Now, during Ellis Island, The Dream of America, you're one of the actors, and you have a number of other people who are portraying various characters in the story?
Yes, there's seven of us, and I do like to make that distinction that we're not narrators. We are actors. We're embodying the people whose words we are honored to be able to speak. They are words that were taken directly from the Ellis Island project, and Peter Boyer narrowed them down and created seven beautiful monologues for all of us to do.
At the same time that this is being presented, the orchestra is playing an introduction and also has an extra. They're playing some music along with you, and then there are some rather dramatic pictures that are being shown, flashed up on the screen for people to see.
Yeah, it's very exciting. It's a multimedia presentation. I'm really pleased to be part of it. It's exciting that David chooses to do this kind of modern work. And each character has a theme that the orchestra will play as underscoring, and then the images come up at the beginning and then at the end. So it's a very powerful piece altogether.
I'm looking at a list of some of the people that your actors present, people immigrating from Poland, Greece, Italy, Hungary, mm-hmm. Belgium, Ireland, Russia, all the places that make up the United States that came through Ellis Island.
Absolutely. And there are some harsh stories that we hear. There's some funny stories. It's really quite a mix, and it's so potent and powerful to hear these words of the people that actually came.
We're talking with Jan Lucas Grimm. She's the stage director for Ellis Island, The Dream of America. It's part of the Dream of America presented by the Columbus, Indiana Philharmonic, led by David Bowden, this coming Saturday. Jan, you're the stage director. You're also one of the actors. Tell us a little bit about your character.
Well, I play Lillian Galetta, who emigrated from Italy in 1928, and she's a very forceful character. She's full of vinegar, and that's fun for me. She tells a very harsh story about the crossing on the boat, as all of them do, actually. And she also has a great sense of humor, because before she came over, her family was in Italy, and her father would travel back and forth every couple of years. And she talks about how difficult that was, but how kind of funny that was every time they'd see him. And a very emotional and heart-wrenching reunion when she gets to finally see him at Ellis Island. And it's really powerful and great. It's very gratifying as an actor to be able to read those words.
Now, you and the other actors have been working on these parts separately, mm-hmm. and I think you as a stage director are actually keeping people apart for a little while.
I am. I won't let any of us get... I said we all have to work separately. These people did not know each other, and they have very separate worlds, even though there's some overlap in their stories. They're very separate individuals. We rehearsed with the orchestra the day before our first performance. We're performing almost all day, Friday the 30th, for the schools. Lots and lots of schools are coming in to see this, which is really a wonderful opportunity for them.
And then the evening for the public performance. We've been talking with Jan Lucas Grimm, stage director and one of the actors for Ellis Island, The Dream of America by Peter Boyer. It's part of an evening's concert by the Columbus, Indiana Philharmonic, led by David Bowden. The Dream of America, the second half. The first half, music appropriate to the time and the spirit, music of John Williams, George Gershwin, Anne Gerber, and Aaron Copland. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.